Now, by holiness here, he doesn't just mean chastity, but freedom from every kind of sin, because someone is holy if they are pure. One becomes pure not only by being free from sexual immorality, but also from greed, envy, pride, and vanity, and especially from vanity, which one must always avoid, but particularly when giving to the needy, since it will not be considered charitable giving if it suffers from this flaw, but rather a show and cruelty. For when you do it not out of compassion, but for showing off, such a deed is not charity, but even an insult, because you have publicly humiliated your brother. Therefore, giving money out of compassion is charitable giving. People also give in theatres, both to male prostitutes and others on the stage, but such a deed is not counted as charity. And they too give to those who mistreat female prostitutes, but this isn't benevolence, but vulgar behavior. This is similar to those who are full of vanity. For just as he who mistreats a prostitute compensates her for that mistreatment, so also do you demand a price from those who receive from you by insulting him and drawing attention to both your and his bad reputations. Moreover, the loss is unimaginable. For just as a wild dog attacks and devours, so does this malicious sickness and unkindness ruin our good deeds. For such an act is unkind and cruel. Indeed, it is even worse than this. For the cruel would not give to those asking, but you do more than this. You inhibit those who wish to give. Because when you show off your giving, you have not only tarnished the reputation of the recipient, but you have also discouraged the person who was preparing to give, especially if he is of a thoughtless mind. For he will not thereafter give to the person on the grounds that he's already received and thus is not in need. And he'll often accuse if the recipient asks again, considering him shameless. What kind of charity is it then when you bring shame on yourself, the recipient, and in two ways even him who instructed it? Both because while having him as a witness of your charity, you search for the approval of others besides him, and because you breach the law set by him which prohibits these deeds.